واقفين بأرض الخابور.
خليل حاتم is standing in what was once the middle of the Khabur River, the biggest tributary of the Euphrates in Syria. For centuries, people in the northeastern region of Hasaka have depended on it for their livelihoods. But that's a thing of the past, says the farmer.
There is no water because it was cut off from Turkey. They put dams on the river and cut off supplies. And they closed the springs and dug wells around the springs and put dams. So the Khabur waters were cut off.
The drought is worsening the impact of dams built on the Turkish side of the border. Until recently, wheat, cotton, barley, rice were grown in the Khabur River Valley. Another farmer says underground water reserves are also affected.
Today we are suffering because there is no water. Even the level of wells has gone down. The people who used to live off the Khabur River have reached a new level of poverty. There is nothing.
Muhammad Hamza adds that the shallow water is undrinkable.
Animals and people used to drink water from the Khabur, but now we don't even let sheep drink the water because they get sick immediately.
Work in the land is the only way of life, these farmers know.
The drought has hit us hard. We don't even plant anymore. When we do, the crops die. We plant seeds on both sides of the river and we take losses. You know how much agriculture costs these days. Or if God has mercy on us and gives us rain, we water the crops twice and then they die.
Syria has been devastated by civil war since 2011. The fighting has forced people from their homes. Now the drought is denting the resolve of those who have stayed against all odds. Muhammad Val, Al Jazeera.